The story. One day in summer, Frog was not feeling well. Toad said, "Frog, you are looking quite green." "But I always look green," said Frog. "I am a frog." "Today, you look very green even for a frog," said Toad. "Get into my bed and rest." Toad made Frog a cup of hot tea. Frog drank the tea, and then he said, "Tell me a story while I am resting." "All right," said Toad. "Let me think of a story to tell you." Toad thought and thought, but he could not think of a story to tell Frog. "I will go out on the front porch and walk up and down," said Toad. "Perhaps that will help me to think of a story." Toad walked up and down on the porch for a long time, but he could not think of a story to tell Frog. Then Toad went into the house and stood on his head. "Why are you standing on your head?" asked Frog. "I hope that if I stand on my head, it will help me to think of a story," said Toad. Toad stood on his head for a long time, but he could not think of a story to tell Frog. Then Toad poured a glass of water over his head. "Why are you pouring water over your head?" asked Frog. "I hope that if I pour water over my head, it will help me to think of a story," said Toad. Toad poured many glasses of water over his head, but he could not think of a story to tell Frog. Then Toad began to bang his head against the wall. "Why are you banging your head against the wall?" asked Frog. "I hope that if I bang my head against the wall hard enough, it will help me to think of a story," said Toad. "I am feeling much better now, Toad," said Frog. "I do not think I need a story anymore."
"Then you get out of bed and let me get into it," said Toad, "because now I feel terrible."
Frog said, "Would you like me to tell you a story, Toad?"
"Yes," said Toad, "if you know one."
"Once upon a time," said Frog, "there were two good friends, a frog and a toad. The frog was not feeling well. He asked his friend the toad to tell him a story. The toad could not think of a story. He walked up and down on the porch, but he could not think of a story. He stood on his head, but he could not think of a story. He poured water over his head, but he could not think of a story. He banged his head against the wall, but he still could not think of a story. Then the toad did not feel so well, and the frog was feeling better. So the toad went to bed, and the frog got up and told him a story. The end. "How was that, Toad?" said Frog. But Toad did not answer. He had fallen asleep.